7 past 8 on RSN Breakfast with Michael Christian and Mick McGowan. Great to catch up with one of the great stories of the AFL, and that is of Sam Dwyer, who was recruited to Collingwood at the ripe old age of 26 and has been there 3 years and played a wonderful role coming on as the sub on Saturday, kicking a goal, having 5 disposals, and it's great that he could join us this morning. G'day, Sam. Well done on the win on Saturday.
Good morning. Yeah, it was great win. It was, you know, obviously we build that round up, and it's probably the biggest regular season game of the year for us. So to come away with a victory, and I think just the way we went about it was just a great building block for the rest of the year. Now
you had to wear the green vest throughout, and didn't get the opportunity until late in the game. How do you? What's your mindset when you're in the vest? You obviously can't get on until someone gets injured. You don't want anyone to get injured, of course, but at the same time, you want to get out there.
Yeah, it's a difficult situation. It's not ideal. I think anyone around the league sort of says it's a tough sort of spot to be in. But as you said, you sort of don't want anyone to get injured, but you just got to make sure that you're ready to go at all times, just in case something does happen. So you just keep yourself warm and, I guess, sort of stay involved in the game any way you can, sort of encouraging the guys or giving them any information that you see from the sidelines. And when you get the opportunity, I just think you've just got to be ready to go.
Sammy, do you want the sub rule abolished?
I think now with the interchange cap, I think it sort of makes it a bit null and void, really. So I guess if I was to have my say, I'd sort of like to see it scrapped.
So the sub rule scrapped, and would you want the interchange rotations to be capped at 120 still, or is there merit that you can bring them down to 100 or even 80?
I think 120 is pretty good at the way it is. I think most clubs sort of stay under that. So I guess you probably need to do a bit more research on what that cap could come down to, but 120 seems to be working pretty well.
What do you think would happen to the game if the cap was reduced? How would the game be different in terms of the way it was played?
Obviously it's a fast-paced game as it is, and the fatigue that the players sort of get under, you really do need those rotations. So I think you might see the standard of the game maybe drop down once sort of that real fatigue sets in. The amount of Ks and that the boys are covering at the minute is huge. So to have to do that and to limit the rotations might affect the quality of the game a little bit. But I guess that's, something that I guess you'd need to do a bit of research on as to how much the fatigue would affect it.
Sammy, what about the counter-argument for those that are on the interchange bench? They're not being rotated because the rotations are less. They'd come on fresher. So wouldn't they invigorate the game?
I guess they would, but also sometimes as that sub rule, it can be hard if you go off for extended stints on the bench. It can be hard to come in and have an impact straight away. So it can also make it difficult to find yourself into the game. And also, when it's only one or two players coming on, fresh, I don't think it has that great a bearing on the game, where there's still 16 of your teammates or whatever on the field that are still sort of fatigued.
Sammy, let's talk about your story. It's a fantastic story, as I alluded to at the outset. You're from Warrnambool and played, of course, with the Geelong Falcons with a number of established stars in the AFL. Tell us about those days and that famous draft in 2004. You never got the opportunity or weren't drafted. Tell us about that time in your football life.
Grew up down in Warrnambool and played all my juniors down there and played 2 years at the Falcons with a number of quality players, as you said, and sort of went to the state screening after my days there and did all the testing and all that, but unfortunately missed out on the draft and any rookie spot.
Were you approached and the clubs spoke to you? Were you disappointed? Were you expecting to be drafted?
Well, I didn't really have too many expectations. On the day, I sort of spoke to a couple of clubs, but from from that day on, I didn't really have any contact with any club. So my expectations weren't, I guess, really high. You always have that hope, and I guess it's something that you sort of dream of growing up. So I was still disappointed because of that case, because it's something that you do dream of, playing it at AFL level when you're sort of growing up. But, yeah, so it was sort of put me in a bit of a situation where I had to make a decision as to whether to follow that dream still or whether to, I guess, sort of stay at home and take another path. So for me, it was just about whether I'd stay at home and just go into the workforce or move to Melbourne, or at that stage I was sort of talking to Geelong and Werribee and also North Ballarat. And I decided to make the move down to Melbourne. Port Melbourne was a pretty good fit for me, so I ended up there. So, yeah, I spent 8 years there, which was a great part of my life, and had a great time there, and met some wonderful people there. And thankfully, Collingwood gave me the opportunity through the rookie draft.
Sammy, is it true in those TAC Cup years that you're actually sleeping on the floor of your uncle's Geelong house?
Every now and then, we'd, sort of a couple of us would stay.
Geordie Lewis was one of those guys, wasn't he?
Yeah, yep. And then one of our mates actually had a house down in Geelong. So once, I think Jordan was the first one to get his license, so he used to drive a carload of us down, and we'd stay at his house, which made it a bit nicer, yeah.
Well, it just goes to show what type of commitment level you went to, because there's nothing worse getting a poor night's sleep than sleeping on the floor in your uncle's house. Just goes to show how determined and desperate you were to get where you got to. But it's a great story. Port Melbourne, great case study as a footy club. How much did they help your footy?
Oh, they were unbelievable. You know, I came down there and probably sort of looking back at it now, I don't think I was sort of, even if I had gone into the AFL system, I probably wasn't ready at that stage. I mean, you always think that you are, but looking back, I think you sort of think, yeah, I think I could have been one of those cases where you're in and then you're sort of out pretty quickly. So the development that I had there was huge. The first few years were pretty tough. We had the alignment with the Kangaroos then. So that was sort of a difficult period. For a lot of the young boys that were there, and it found a lot of them sort of only hanging around for a couple of years. But thankfully, I decided to stay. That was mainly due to when Gary Ayres came to the club. He was the one that, I guess, convinced me that I had the ability, and he sort of showed me that I could play consistent senior VFL footy, and if I put in the hard work and effort that, you know, potentially the opportunity could arise at a higher level. So, and I think just Ayrsie, him personally, he's, I guess, mentoring me and developing my game. He was huge for my football career.
And Sam, what about the moment you were rookie drafted, or drafted as a rookie for Collingwood? Did you know that was coming? Did you get a surprise? Tell us about the first phone call you received from Collingwood and what that was like.
Yeah, well, I'd had a meeting with them, but sort of didn't really have any expectations as to what was going to happen in the rookie draft. They said that there was a possibility, but they were sort of looking at other players as well, and just to sort of make sure that I was fit, and if the opportunity arose that I was ready. So I was actually at work and couldn't listen to the rookie draft or monitor it in any way. So the first phone call I got was actually from Ayrsie, who was sitting at Port Melbourne in his office, and he was sort of following it and gave me a call and said that I'd been rookie drafted to Collingwood and that he'd enjoyed my time with him. And, and then following that, it was, Collingwood made the call up. And at that stage, obviously I was super excited and pretty shocked, and it was just, a whirlwind of emotions, really. I was really looking forward to getting down and getting stuck into it and trying to, I guess, put your best foot forward and earn the respect of everyone that was down there and sort of show why they'd given me the opportunity.
For a Collingwood players, from a Collingwood players standpoint, Sam, it doesn't get any bigger. Play Essendon and Anzac Day 1 week, come up the next week and play Carlton on a Friday night. Are you playing tomorrow night?
We've got selection today, so hopefully I'll be playing. But so we just got the final training run, and we'll find out after that.
Well, Sam, it is going to be a beauty, and of course Mick Malthouse breaking that coaching record as well. It's going to be a massive night. Good luck. Hope you're playing, and we wish you all the best. Thanks for joining us.
No worries at all. Thanks very much, guys.
Good on you. Sam Dwyer, one of the great AFL stories at 17 past 8.